Hello, hello. Once again, you have found yourself tuned to Anon Radio, and it's 1930 UTC, which means this is the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. In turn, that seems to imply that my name is Tobe, somehow. And as usual, I'm sitting here with a giant cup of tea. Oh, yes. And it's just the perfect temperature. And it's the perfect concentration. And it has the perfect amount of sugar. Once again, and I only do this about once every week to 10 days, I have created a perfect cup of tea. And it is amazing. Okay, and as I consult the agenda here, I noticed that the only thing that I have written down is a list of my favorite things that are extruded. Okay, so here we go. Here are some of my favorite extruded things in no particular order. One, pasta, especially rotini. I'm not sure what that plate looks like, that extruder plate looks like, but I'm very curious. Pasta in general kind of irritates me. I like to eat it, but my body does not like for me to eat it. But I'm more interested in how they actually make it than eating it most of the time. Another extruded thing that I like, Cheetos. Also want to get a Cheetos making machine. That would be fun. Could make my own fried snacks. I've actually have looked at these up online, and you can find this kind of stuff in Alibaba and all that kind of those kind of places, and you can get these nice industrial machines and make fried snacks. And I'm like, oh, I want one of those. I'll put it in my basement and I'll make my own crunchy Tobe snacks, and they would be very spicy. Let's see, polystyrene. I like extruded polystyrene. It's one of my favorite things in the world. I have, well, I was gonna say many pounds of it, but actually, since it's has such a low mass, I have a lot of it without having pounds of it. I have many sheets of it. Cornstarch-based packing peanuts are also one of my favorite extruded items. And you can see why. They're like Cheetos and they're like polystyrene at the same time. PVC tubing. Oh, ever since I was a child, I've loved PVC, and I thought, oh, I wonder how they make this without a seam. Oh, it's extruded! Yay! Extrusion! Also, I like HDPE, high-density polyethylene. And I actually prefer high-density polyethylene over PVC, if for the only reason HDPE doesn't create shrapnel when it blows up. And that's why you don't make firework mortars out of PVC. You make them out of HDPE, or you make them out of paper. Otherwise, when things go wrong, you end up dead. Now, it's at this point where the list gets a little weird. Does drawing wire count as extrusion? Because I like wire. I like to make things out of wire. I like wire as the strings on my musical instruments, and those are drawn, and some of them are then wound. I don't know if wire drawing counts as extrusion. I don't think it does. Because neither would glass drawing, like if you're making glass fibers. So, huh. This might be the conclusion of my list of favorite things that are extruded. Although there's probably some aluminum stuff that's extruded that I like. I can't think of what any of those things might be. You know, tubing. I like tubing. You can make fun things out of tubes. But I don't work with aluminum very much, so I'm not familiar with its extrusion processes and what products can be extruded from aluminum. But maybe I will learn in the future. If I do so, I will let you know as soon as I find out. Alrighty then.
Okay, guys. I have your
Yes, I'd like to know my list of favorite ices. Okay, here's a list of my favorite kinds of ice. Number one, water ice. It's pretty good. It's easy to make. You only need to have a temperature below 32 degrees Fahrenheit or 0 Celsius. And you can do lots of stuff with it. It's fun to play with. It's fun to play on. You can put it in your drinks to make your drinks colder. And what else can you do with it? You can just use it to keep other things cold. And it's pretty safe. It's hard to hurt yourself with ice unless it's an icicle and you're stabbing yourself or somebody else with it. Number two, my second favorite kind of ice is frozen carbon dioxide, sometimes known as dry ice. It's pretty fun because you can watch it sublime right before your very eyes. And you can slide it around on the ground and it has even less friction than water ice. And it creates a large volume of carbon dioxide when it sublimes. So if you need to create large amounts of gas without actually lighting anything on fire, frozen carbon dioxide is the way to go. My third favorite kind of ice is helium ice. Frozen helium has some very interesting properties. I've never experienced any of these properties myself. I don't have the capabilities to freeze helium. I wish I did. Oh, but then again, there's some things in this world that you can't allow some people to have. You know, it's a safety factor. Okay, number four. My fourth favorite kind of ice is Italian ice, which is very delicious and yummy to eat, but really it's just frozen water with flavor, so I don't really know if that counts as a separate type of ice. And this concludes my list of favorite ices. Yes, and what's next on our list of lists? Here is a list of words that rhyme with ice. These are my favorite words that rhyme with ice. Rice. I love rice so much. I eat rice a lot. It's the best food ever. Dice. I love dice so much. I have so many dice, I can't even count them. I have to carry dice wherever I go. I like to be able to generate random numbers. I like to be able to play games of chance. Dice are very good. Mice. I like mice. Mice are small mammals that run around, and mice is plural for mouse. And I like mice because they're very small and they're very squeaky. And cats like them and cats like to chase them, and I like things that cats like. Vice. But not like vice president. I don't mean it in that meaning where it means secondary. I like vice as in things that are supposedly bad for you and things that you're not supposed to do and all that kind of stuff. Vice. But I always hated the show Miami Vice, ironically. Splice. I like splicing things. I like to splice tape. If you're under the age of about 30, you might not understand the concept of splicing tape, but it's where you actually have to cut the tape and then you stick it back together. It's like editing in Pro Tools, except not in virtuality, it's in actual reality. And so that's why I like to splice. And my last favorite word that rhymes with ice is thrice. And that's not an ordinal number, not a cardinal number. It's a bubble. Because if you can do something once, or you can do something twice, but if you're awesome, you can do it thrice, meaning three times. And this concludes my list of favorite words that rhyme with ice. And you know, now I'd like to revisit the previous subject, the list of my favorite ices. I forgot one, and this is a brand new one. I've only been aware of it for about the last 2 weeks, and that is the silent ice. What is silent ice? Well, if you're familiar with the English language, sometimes we have silent letters, like the word knowledge. It sounds like it starts with the letter N, but it really starts with the letter K, and we call that K a silent K. Or like the word psychology. It sounds like it starts with the letter S, but it really starts with the letter P, and we say silent P. So, silent ice is very similar. Like the city of Leicester in England, it is spelled L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R. And somehow they pronounce that Leicester, as if there's a silent ice in there. If you write that word down and then you like take out the ice, it looks like Leicester, American Leicester, like Wicked Leicester, like L-E-S-T-E-R. Okay, so silent ice is my new kind of favorite kind of ice because I like Leicester City football team. And on the subject of addendums, I would like to add a word to my... No, wait. I thought of another word that rhymes with ice, but I don't like it. Here is a list of words that rhyme with ice that I do not like. Price. I do not like prices because prices are too much money for me to buy things. Lice. I do not like lice. I do not like little bugs who are trying to live in my hair or in my cat's hair. We have to keep all the hair nice and clean around here because we're all so very fluffy. Police. Even though it's pronounced police and they say it that way, that doesn't mean I don't like it. Just because it rhymes with ice or has ice in it doesn't mean it's good. And this concludes my list of words that rhyme with ice that I don't like. So for right now, we're going to listen to some music. And when we come back, maybe I will tell you some more lists of completely inane things that you didn't really need to know.
76, приезжай. Футбольная 2Б.
You're a baby.
Joink! Terry and Cahill, less defending, more flinching. I take no pleasure in this. The accelerated aging of John Terry, examples for E. Courtois would have saved that. Cue world's most joyous celebration, coordinated jumping. They're like a string of My Little Ponies vaulting over a rainbow. Friendship is magic!
Gonna give me the brutes?
No.
Okay.
And I'm Tobe. And you're listening to Anon Radio. We're in the middle of the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. Previously, we were discussing the Mad Fishmonger, always hilarious in my book. But right now, we need to talk about moose. I like moose. We don't have any moose here. I don't even know where the nearest moose is. I think you have to go to Canada. I know they have them in Canada. Canada is awesome. Everybody loves Canada. I love Canada. How can you not love Canada when they got a place called Manitoba? I mean, are they trying to get me to live there? Apparently they are, because they have a place called Manitoba. And they also have moose. They also have the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. These are some guys who are on the short list of people you don't want to mess with. But the big question I have about Canada and moose in general is, why do we not see people riding them around? Okay, you know what I'm saying? That's a big animal. They're strong. They can carry people around. They'd be fun to ride. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police are the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, meaning that they are riding horses. Well, if they're Canadians, why don't they just ride moose? I wish I had a moose. I would put a moose saddle on him, and then I would ride him to the grocery store. Tie him up outside the grocery store, and I would say, okay, Bertrand, stay here. Because, you know, that's what I would name him, Bertrand. I'd say, you stay here for 10 minutes. I'm going to get some groceries. I'd go in, and I'd get my frozen waffles and my cookies, and then I would ride my moose home. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, and you're probably Canadian, laughing to yourself, going, oh, Tobe, you're such an idiot. You can't ride a moose. A moose is a wild animal, and they are very dangerous. Well, yeah, I kind of knew that. Obviously, they're wild animals. They're walking around in Canada and not walking around in my house. They're clearly wild. And as for being dangerous, yeah, everything that large is dangerous. Anything that weighs 1,000 pounds is pretty dangerous. Gravity plus 1,000-pound anything is got the potential to kill you. So yeah, these aren't things that I don't already know. The thing of it is, though, horses were once wild. And there still are a few wild horses out there, but horses were wild, and they were very dangerous. You can get kicked in the head by a horse, and you're done. It's over. See, now, the thing of it is, though, a long time ago, man began domesticating horses. Yes, they found some wild and dangerous horses, and they corralled them, and they got those horses used to being around humans and got them accustomed to human contact. The next thing you know, we have domesticated horses. You know, tame them, then breed them, and just keep domesticating these things. It doesn't take as long as you think. It might only take a generation to domesticate horses. So why isn't anybody domesticating moose? How hard would it be? Just get a bunch of moose, put them in your moose corral, on your moose ranch. That's what I want, a moose ranch. That would be so sweet. And then you just breed them, and you breed them to be tame, and you hang out with them, and you become friends with a moose. How hard is it? I could probably do this. It can't be that hard. Just somebody ship me some moose, and I will domesticate them, and then we can have moose transportation. What people don't realize is that there are a lot of natural advantages to riding moose around over riding horses. For one, you got a place on a moose to carry your dry cleaning. So you go to pick up your dry cleaning, you just ride your moose to the dry cleaner, you go in, you give them the money, you grab your clothes, you walk it out, you hang it on your moose's antlers, you get on the moose, and you go ahead and you ride home. Same thing with grocery bags. You got a couple bags of groceries, just hang them on either side of the moose's head on his antlers, keep the balance. Ride that moose home. Another advantage to having a moose instead of a horse is that there are currently no laws against riding your moose down the street. In my town, at least. Yes, there are laws regarding horses. Some horses can't go on certain roads. You can't ride your horse down the middle of Dodge Street in Omaha, Nebraska. But you could do that with a moose. That is, until they pass laws. But, you know, that's going to take a while. It's not like laws get passed instantaneously, and every time there's a new technology, there's that couple of years where it's the wild, wild west. So, prepare for moose anarchy. Another advantage to having a moose instead of a horse is you can probably get free admission to any sporting event for any school that has the mascot of a moose. I mean, if you think about it, you could probably get into their football games. Just call them up and say, hey, let me into your football game free. I've got a moose. I'll ride my moose to the game, and I'll just sit on him on the sidelines, and he can be representative of your school. I think that would be a good idea. I mean, you see horses on football fields, American football fields, all the time. Except these teams are not the horses. They're always something like the Cowboys, and so they got a guy on a horse. Or they're the Trojans, so they got a Trojan on a horse. Or they're the some type of Native American tribe, and so they got a Native American guy on a horse. I can't even think of any horse teams. Oh, I guess any team called the Mustangs, I guess that's technically a horse. What other horse teams are there? The Chargers? Is that's technically a horse? In Australia, there is a rugby team called the ACT Brumbies, and a Brumbie is a wild horse. What else are there? There's probably Palominos. So I guess there are some horse mascot schools, but you never see horses on the field going, hey, here's our mascot, the horse, woohoo! There's always some guy. So that's why I think I should be riding a moose around. I wonder how much they cost. Oh wait, that's right, I can't buy one because they're wild. I wonder how much it would cost me to catch a moose. Yeah, I gotta get up to Canada somehow first. It occurs to me that a moose is probably better for traversing snow-covered areas than a horse. I can't say that for any certainty because I don't actually know enough about how horses behave in snow. But I do know that moose tend to live where it snows a lot, so they're quite accustomed to it. It occurs to me that I will also have to convert half of my garage into a moose stable, and I will also have to find some place that will sell me large quantities of Purina moose chow. Oh, and I'd love to talk about some moose some more, but it's getting to be about that time. It is almost 2000 hours, and that is the time that signals the end of the Dubious Goals Committee, so let's call this meeting to an end. All right, it's over. My name's Tobe. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. You can hear this show every day at 19:30, so be sure to tune in tomorrow. As for me, I'm taking off, so I'll see you later. Bye 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.